Phil Roy spent almost 20 years writing songs for other people. Now he wants you to hear his own voice. As a songwriter, Phil Roy specializes in what you might call a kind of bleak optimism. Listen to the way this song changes. A man first broods over a lover who's rejected him, and then dreams of getting her back.
You're the ruby, and I'm the lead. Feeling heavy, am I dead? But last night, I had a dream. I saved your life, I proved my love. I took the bullet, I killed a shark. I kissed your hand, I thawed your heart. I thawed your heart.
You might have heard Phil Roy's music without knowing it. He wrote music for the movie Leaving Las Vegas and shared the writing credit with actor Nicolas Cage. He wrote music for the likes of Joe Cocker, Ray Charles, and Aaron Neville, until the day he couldn't stand it anymore. Couldn't stand writing music for other people. And Phil Roy joins us now. Welcome.
How you doing, Steve? Good to be here.
You told an interviewer not too long ago that you felt like your own identity was vanishing as you wrote music for other people.
Well, you know, it is. You're constantly waiting for other people's approval for your songwriting and your art.
Waiting for a producer to say, this is great, I'm going to give it to this artist. Waiting for the artist to say, yeah, I'll sing it.
Exactly. You're almost like I've coined this phrase, and I don't mean to be disrespectful to the craft, but a used song salesman. I mean, you are hustling producers, managers, artists, film executives, sending demos, and it turned out that, you know, the Ray Charleses and the Joe Cockers and the Aaron Nevilles and, you know, the independent films I was involved with didn't make my publishers quite enough cash.
Well, let's listen to, you did manage to write some fun stuff. Let's listen to a song that you wrote for Ray Charles called My World.
Oh, great. That album was actually looked at as a failure because it didn't sell enough, and it did not sell the numbers or reach the charts.
Can you just describe for me how that affected your life, how that affected your attitude, if there was some way that, when you talk about hitting a low point, what does that really mean to you?
That means, you know, putting 20 years into Los Angeles with various record deals and publishing 5 major publishing deals and, you know, basically wondering not how you're going to pay the mortgage, how you're going to pay the rent. You know, turning 40 and being alone and, you know, not really, getting married and some of the things that I thought about that I would be at in my life at a certain time. And, I just was really questioning what is going on here.
You have now produced a CD called Issues and Options. I'm looking at the liner note. there's actually a little chart here of sorts. Under Issues, it says anger, fear, self-doubt, depression, jealousy, money, loneliness, betrayal, greed, dishonesty.
Those are some issues.
Some issues that you've had to deal with.
I have dealt with all of them. you have issues and then there are the options, which are, kindness and hope and...
Yeah, you've got another chart here. Truth, kindness, hope, spirituality, opportunity, compassion, love, forgiveness, faith, generosity.
That's right. It's very easy to just, kind of get into the whole self-doubt and depression and fear thing, but in a dime, you just think about it. There are options. There are ways to, lift yourself out of it.
Phil Roy is the writer of an album called Issues and Options. Let's listen to a track from that album called Everybody's Somebody.
Hello, Mr. Mingle. Would you please include me? Even though you think of me as ordinary.
This song was written about 5 years ago, And I always liked this song, this Everybody's Somebody and Nobody's a Nobody, you know. And living in Los Angeles, I remember I get together with my friend Andrew Dorf. Andrew and I were at a one of those red velvet ropes in Los Angeles when you go into a club. And just because I wasn't with my famous friends one night, you know, they said, no, you can't come in. It's private. I'm like, well, I come in here all the time. I'm not with some people I usually come in with. Can I come in? And they were like, I'm sorry, Phil, we just can't let you in the night. And I just found that intolerable. I was like, you mean... You know me. And it just, I never went back there again. And that song, Everybody's Somebody and Nobody's a Nobody, came out of that, just trying to go have a drink in Los Angeles.
I like a dream not so different from yours. The same, the same.
With this particular song, Everybody's Somebody, there's three of you who have writing credits. Can you just run through for me who wrote the first draft of this, who added something later? How'd it happen?
So here's it goes. Everybody's Somebody. I get together with my friend Andrew Dorf, and we wrote it. Okay, so the song's there.
First words came out of your
mouth. Came out of my mouth. And then it goes on to say, once you get to know me, you might appreciate the composure of a loner with a will to create a life, a dream, not so different from yours. You know what I mean? It keeps on going. And that's at a bar. We're at a bar with a pen, drinking and laughing and writing the song. So the structure of the song is written. You know, but then it ended up 6 years later. 6 years later, when Ray Bonneville, I met Ray Bonneville, he wrote a little part on the song. I didn't give up on this little idea. I didn't give up on this little song. I just kind of nurtured it until it was like, you know what? It's out there now. It's on a CD, and I believed in it. And, well, there you go.
Everybody's somebody, yeah. You know it. Everybody's somebody, and nobody's a nobody. Everybody's somebody.
Can I ask about one other collaboration? You, as we said in the beginning, you have co-written songs with Nicolas Cage, one of which turned up in the movie Leaving Las Vegas, and one of which we played at the beginning, that song Melt. He has a co-writing credit on that one.
That's right. We had written a half a dozen songs together. Just by being around each other so much, you know, Steve, if you hung around me that much, we'd be writing songs together.
So, I'd be happy to try that sometime.
There you go. I'll let you know. We talked about the collaborative thing, you know. It just comes from an idea. So, yeah, that song, Melt, definitely there's a certain drama to it that I think Nick took from his movie world, and you can really hear it in the song.
You're not around. I'm lost. Seems all I do anymore is hit the sauce. And at the end of another glass is a drop of gin, and I'm sinking.
How did this particular song change your life?
Well, you know what? I had made this self-released record called Grouchy Friendly, and something happened, which was it got on the radio. And you know what? This girl was driving a car down 202 South near Westchester, heard the song, pulled over to the side of the road because she was so emotionally overwrought, emailed me to tell me about it, and now I'm married to her.
She's able to deal with your issues.
She's able to deal with my issues, and I'm able to deal with hers.
There's one song on this release that that has only your name in the writing credit. There's only one.
That's right.
The 29th Day.
That's right. And it basically just goes, it's a little tone poem, which goes, I love you more than anyone. I love you more than anyone could love anyone. And the 29th day is the day I got married, and that's for my wife.
Phil Roy's latest release is called Issues and Options. He spoke to us from our New York bureau. Mr. Roy, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Steve. Nice to be here.
I love you more than